Welcome to Ruben Comics Podcast. Today I'll be reviewing The Incredibles. I watched this movie 200 times. I discovered new details every time. This was back when Disney CEO Bob Iger was in the midst of purchasing Pixar after the film was released. Now, Pixar isn't what it used to be, especially with the recent releases. Thanks, Bob Chapek. With Bob Iger taking his job back, Pixar can be done justice again. Really, the company as a whole. We'll just have to wait and see. Until then, here's why I still believe The Incredibles is still one of the best Pixar films of all time. In a world where superheroes are beloved by many, The Incredibles paint them as heroes turned menace to society, calling them supers instead of superheroes for short. After the supers were outlawed, it got so bad they could never walk the streets again. And this was way before Marvel Civil War. Everyone was picking a side, heroes went crazy, Iron Man made a Thor clone, that clone killed Goliath, he hired villains, manipulated Spider-Man, that sort of thing. Every super took it hard, especially Mr. Incredible. He got a miserable job at an insurance company. Even when he's doing a good job, his boss doesn't appreciate it. Got a rundown car, lost his figure. Middle of the movie, he's getting back in shape for hero work and other things. So he's got a loving wife, Elastigirl, and his family to make up for it. Violet's invisible like the Invisible Woman. Mr. Incredible is strong as the Thing. Elastigirl is, well, elastic like Mr. Fantastic. And Jack-Jack can set himself on fire like the Human Torch. And Dash is super fast. It's that family dynamic that sets it apart from other superhero movies. I think Brad Bird would have been a great fit for the Fantastic Four reboot. Matt Shankman got the gig. I like this work on WandaVision. He's very talented. Can't wait to see how it all plays out. One of my favorite scenes in the movie is when Mr. Incredible went to Edna's house. He wants to add a cape for his new super suit. Edna gives him a lecture about all the supers who died wearing capes. No capes. One of the most iconic moments in the 21st century came from that line. Genius. Little did Mr. Incredible know, she not only gave him a new super suit, she secretly made super suits for the whole fam. Even Jack-Jack. Elastigirl, concerned about Bob's activities, pays Edna a little visit after noticing her parents' OG super suit. They have a little girl talk. Edna reminds her how great she was as Elastigirl and that she's a super. And slaps her with a newspaper. Classic Edna. There's this huge conspiracy about supers going missing. Somebody taking them out of commission. Permanently. The plot thickens. Now we know why Bob is being hired to take out giant robots. A giant robot that kills supers for a living. Even when a super destroys them, they just come back deadlier than the last. Like the Terminator with tentacles. Bob learns from his last battle that the only way to defeat it is from the inside. This comes back when the final battle occurs. But he also learns that it wasn't acting alone. It's none other than Buddy, aka Incrediboy. Oh, I mean Syndrome. He orchestrated Mr. Incredible getting his new job just so he could kill him. His reasons are completely petty. Back in the day, he wanted to be Mr. Incredible's sidekick. Incrediboy! Mr. Incredible wasn't having it. Fly home, Buddy. I work alone. I laugh when he just explained his evil plan like all villains do. Mr. Incredible threw a tree at him. Think fast. Then it worked.
You sly dog. You caught me dialogue.
At this moment, I knew this was a classic. This is where things take a dark turn. Mr. Incredible lost to the new and improved giant robot. He hides to fake his death. And later returns to Syndrome's evil lair. Boom. Incredible logs in on Syndrome's big computer, Kronos. It showed all the suits he's killed. Gazer Beam, that was the skeleton in the cave. Psychwave, Gamma Jack, Bladestone, Hyper Shock. I'm a kid watching, I'm like, dang, this dude's been killing suits for years. It gets deep. He plans to have the Omni Droid attack the city, property damage, then he swoops in like a hero. He did it way before Mysterio got the idea in Far From Home. Then he'll sell his invention so that everyone will be supers. And when everyone's super, no one will be. He lost anyway, all because he didn't get to be Robin. If that ain't petty, I don't know what is. It all leads up to the final battle. Frozen comes out of retirement, played by the legendary Samuel Jackson. His famous line, "Honey, where's my super soup?" The Incredibles reunite as a family of supers, flying back to the States on an RV with a plane, the Foil Syndrome's evil plan. They engage with the Omni Droid. Well, it was more like the Omni Droid kicking the butts for a minute. Everybody plays hot potato with Syndrome's remote. Mr. Incredible remembers how he beat it last time, lifts his claw, aims it at the Omni Droid. Elastigo gets the finishing move with one button.
Finish it.
Rips his heart out with his own Robo Claw.
Fatality. Elastigo wins.
Greenwood make the team with, but in this case, supers. No wait, there's more. Centro trying to snatch Jack. Little did he know he was Omega level. Tore him up. Saying his own life is what got him killed. And wearing a cape, remember Edna's warning, no cape. Violet saves the day with a force field paying off that plane scene from earlier. Whole arc is asking Tony out on a date. Going on a life and death trip will boost your confidence quite a bit. She even pulls her hair back. Character development. She was always one of my favorites. A year has passed. Dash finally got into sports. Won a race. Effortlessly. Violet finally asked Tony out on a date, even though he got his mind wiped in the sequel. But that's a story for another time. Everything's going well, fun in the sun, then
the Underminer
rose from the ground up. Incredible, suit up. Baku G made a banger of a score. His work mostly knocks it off the park. Except Spider-Man No Way Home. Plus, he scored the Batman this year, and now we got Werewolf by Night. Highly recommended. He's been slowly climbing up the ladder. He went from music artiste to director. His incredible scores are the joy to listen to, especially the credit sequence. This movie was special to me. Let's have some fun. I'm going to explain to you why The Incredibles remind me of my family. We are all talented and could be called a family of supers. We all grew up very close like the Incredibles. Mr. Incredible reminds me of my dad. He's strong and protective, never quits, and solves problems and is very creative. He's big on family. He's super and believes in each of us. And like in the movie, Mr. Incredible married the love of his life, Elastigirl. Speaking of, Elastigirl is, well, my mom. She's just as strong as my dad, but in her own way. She was a super before she met my dad. They both bring something different to the table. She's comforting and also believes in family. It's all about family. She and my dad made a great team just like Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl. Just like in the movie, later they discover they are stronger together.
Incredibles, together, strong.
Families all go through changes, but at the end of the day, we are stronger together, and we love each other unconditionally. Dash is like my brother RG for sure. We just call him G-Man. Just like Dash, he's the strength of the siblings. He's laid back, fun, but very strong. G-Man speaks like Dash, His speed is how he analyzes things quickly and fixes things just like my dad taught us. He's great in so many things like Dash, and he's close to my sister, like Dash and Violet. I look up to him, we always have fun when we're together, playing Smash Bros. Or Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. He's brave like Dash and definitely would be a part of a rescue attempt if Dad was in trouble. Violet is definitely like, well, my sister Alex. She's kind of mysterious, but yet her mind is so powerful. She's extremely creative. She's the glue that kept G-Man and me together, doing what we know our parents would want us to do. She used to always be the one that would cheer us up and protect us. Her and G-Man would go back and forth just like Dash and Violet, but they loved each other and that would make them a great team. Last but not least, well, me. I'm the youngest of the bunch, and like Jack-Jack, I have so many different powers or talents. And I love seeing the world differently, but I also love how we all fit together. Like a sandwich or pizza. Like him, it took me a while for me to discover my superpowers, but once I did, we became a family of supers led by my parents.
The Incredibles is definitely one of my favorites because it reminds me that families are together strong. Instead of a family of supers fighting villains, the villains in our lives, our problems, and life situations, we use our powers together to solve them. Each one of us bringing something different to the table, but help solve the problem or overcome the situation.
And that is why I believe The Incredibles is one of the best Pixar films of all time.
This is Ruben Comics Podcast. Thank you for listening. Next episode will be The Batman. Signing off.
Ruben.